ਧਾਮ ਸੰਤੂ ਸ਼ਾਮੀ ਦੋ ਬਾਗ ਕੀ ਜਾਏ ਅਨੰਦ ਪੂਰ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਿੰਦ ਕੀ ਜਾਏ ਨਾਵਾਂ ਤਾਮ ਰਹਿਰਾ ਸਾਫ ਕੀ ਜਾਏ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਕਹੋ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਚੈਤਨ ਪੁਰ ਨਿਤਾਨੰਦ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਅਦੈਤ ਗਵਾਧਾਰ ਸਵਾ ਸਾਧ ਗੁਰੂ ਭਕਤ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਰਾਮ ਆਪ ਗੁਰੂ Hindi. So, what is the, this is a holy Ramji Mahi. Hindi or English?
English.
English is all right? There aren't any foreigners.
Yes, I think in the foreigners can understand.
Burghi Yogeshwari Krishna Brahman ne Harmabhano Shan Kastham Asuna Upad Upete dharma kam saranam naha. This is a question made by the great saintly person who assembled in Naimisharanya to hear about Bhagavad Dharma. Real dharma, as I have already explained yesterday, dharma means Bhagavad dharma. Bhagavad dharma is not a faith, it is a fact, characteristic of the human being. Bhagavad means in relationship with God. Bhagavan, Bhagavat Tattva. This word from Bhagavat Tattva, there is Bhagavat. Meaning the root is the Bhagavat. And from that root, this word is derived Bhagavat. It pertaining to the personality of Godhead, and his devotee. Srimad Bhagavatam is the book of knowledge which is dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead with his different devotees. That is called Bhagavatam. So there are two kinds of Bhagavatam. One Bhagavatam is this book. Book Bhagavatam. This book, Bhagavatam, is the sound incarnation of the Supreme Personality of God. And there is another Bhagavatam, which spiritual master of the Vaishnava, a devotee of the God. He is also called Bhagavatam. A great devotee is called Mahabhagavatam. So there are two kinds of Bhagavatam. The mercy representation of God is book of Bhagavatam. Now, sound vibration, sound representation of God is called the book of Bhagavatam. And the mercy representation of God is called the devotee path. So here the question is that after Krishna's departure, Krishna lived or stayed in this planet for 125 years. After that, he went back to his own abode. Yet the question is, Brihi Yogeshwari Krishna. Yogeshwara means the controller of all mystic power. Yoga is mystic power. And Krishna is the master or the controller of all mystic power. Therefore he is called Yogeshwara. Lord Shiva is called Yogeshwara. He is the best among the yogi. And Krishna is called Yogeshwara. This Yogeshwara word is also in the Bhagavad Gita. Yatra Yogeshwara Hari. So Krishna is the controller and master of all mystic power. That's why he is called Yogeshwara. Bruhi. Kindly let us know, Yogeshwara Krishna, when Krishna went back to his abode, Goloka Vrindavan, Yogeshwara Krishna, Brahmana means, he is the origin of Brahminical culture. Or, he is worshipped by the Brahmana. Vishnu, or Lord Krishna, is worshipped by the topmost class of man. So in the human society, the topmost class of men are considered the Brahmanas. As it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Chatur Varnam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhavam. The human society must be divided into four classes of men. That is perfect human society. First class men, second class men, third class men, and the fourth class. And after this fourth class men, they are all fifth class, panchama. So, the first class men are the Brahmanas, qualified Brahmanas. Some of them also have yoga. And the second class man are the Kshatriyas. The third class man are the Vaishyas. And the fourth class man, they are called Shudras. And the fifth class, below the Shudras, they are called Panchamas or Chandalas. This is Vedic division of human society. So Krishna is worshipped by the Brahman. Therefore he is called Brahmane. Or who gives protection to the Brahminical culture. When Krishna is offered obeisances, respectful obeisances, he is offered like this. Namo Brahmana Devaya. Go Brahmana Hitaya, Jagat Bhitaya, Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo. So Krishna, first business is Go Brahmana Hitaya. He is the protector of cows and Brahmana. Why? Why is specially giving? Nowadays it has become a fashion. Garidra Narayan said, to gives protection to the daridra. That is good idea. But why you should bring Narayana among the daridra? Narayana is not daridra. Narayana is the husband of Lakshmi, Lakshmi Narayana. Not only one Lakshmi, millions of Lakshmi. Lakshmi sahasra sata sambhrama se kumana chintamani satara sadma su kalpa vrikha lakta prate su suravi ravipalayanta suravi ravipalayanta Lakshmi sahasra sata sambhrama se kumana. And Krishna is worshipped by many, many thousands of Lakshmi, these gopis. The gopis, they are all Lakshmi, expansion of goddess of fortune. They are not ordinary. Lakshmi sahasra sata sambhrama. Here, in this material world, everyone is worshipping Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. In the beginning of the year, everyone worships Lakshmi, so that Lakshmi may be pleased and money may come. But here we are worshipping Lakshmi, of course it's true. But there in the spiritual world, not only one Lakshmi, but thousands of Lakshmis are worshipping Krishna. This is Krishna's position. Lakshmi sahasra sata sambhrama. And they are worshipping with all respect. So, Krishna, Vishnu, or Narayana, they cannot be daridra. This is a misconception. This is manufactured from God. Daridra Narayana. How Narayana can be daridra? He is worshipped by many, many thousands of Lakshmi. How he can be daridra? So, Krishna is Brahmanadeva and is Surabhi Ravipalayanta. This Surabhi cow. Why they are called Surabhi cow? The Surabhi cow means you can get milk from the Surabhi cow as much as you require and as many times as you. Here in the material world, the cows are there. You can get milk from the cows at most twice and not as much as he likes, as much as he likes to deliver. You can get. But Surabhi cow, because there is the spiritual world, you can draw as much milk as you can and as many times as you can. That such cows are threatened. Tendered by Lord Krishna, Surabhi Ravipala. These are the descriptions in the Vedic literature about Krishna. Krishna is not an imagination. As a Mayavadi philosopher, they think of imagining the form of God. Krishna is not that type of God. He is described in the Veda. Krishna. Krishna is true Bhagavan Sam. Rama Vimurtis Kala Nyamena Tishtan. Nana Avatara Maharat Bhuvanesha Kintu. Krishna Sam Samabhava Parama Kumanati. Guru Namadi Guru Sam. Krishna is the Parama Kumar. The Supreme Personality. And Rama Vimurtis. And incarnation. Ram Nishinga Varaha. There are thousands and thousands of incarnations. There also, Krishna's incarnation. So here he says, the when Krishna departed from this world to his abode, because he is Bharma Bharmani. His whole existence is from Bharma. This is just it. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yadadadahi dharmasat jnani bhavati bhara. Whenever there are discrepancies in the matter of executing the religious principle, Yadadadahi dharmasat jnani bhavati bhara, of bhuttanam adharma. One side, if religion is neglected, then irreligious principles will develop. That is the nature of everything. If you neglect this side will be found. So Krishna also said that Dharma Samasthapanarthaya, I come, I appear. My only business is to re-establish the religious principle. Krishna does not come to this planet for making some money. He has got enough money. Because he is worshipped by the goddess of fortune. His business coming down on this planet to re-establish the religious principle. Dharma Samasthapana. And what is the religious principle? The religious principle is not man-made. Just like we have manufactured so many religious principles. This is Hindu dharma, this is Muslim dharma, this is Christian dharma, and this is that. So many. Krishna did not come to re-establish the principle of this man-made religion. No. He has nothing to do. Because they are manufactured, concocted by imperfect man. They are not religious. The religious system means dharmantu sakshad bhagavatthanita. Religion means the principles which is given by God himself. That is it. You cannot give anything. Just already I have explained. You cannot make law at home. When I am a big man, I make my own law. That you can do. It may go on among some of your friends or your servants. But that law will not be accepted by anyone. But the law given by God, that will be accepted by everyone. Just like law given by the state, government, will be accepted by everyone. So religion means dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pranita. The principles of religion means which is given by God. So what is that religion? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita very plainly. Saradhanam paritasya mami kaum saranangaya. This is it. Your man-made so-called manufactured religion, you give up. Your man. It has got some temporary value. It has no permanent value. The permanent value of religion is that religion which is given by God. And that is what is that? Sarva dharma antaritasya mam ekam dharma. Simply surrender unto God. When I speak of Krishna, I mean God. And Krishna is the best name of God. Krishna means all of that. God must be all of that. God cannot be attractive for a few men or by a community. No. God must be attracted by everyone. That is God. So Krishna, by his opulences, by his strength, by his beauty, by his knowledge, by his renouncement, everything complete. Therefore he is God. If that here, these are the attractive features. If one is very rich, he is attractive. If one is very powerful, he is attractive. If one is very beautiful, then he is attractive. If one is very wise, he is attractive. If one is in the renowned sort of one, first class, he is attractive. So Krishna has all these opulences. Therefore he is accepted as God. Not superficially, by great great saintly person. When Arjuna accepted Krishna as the supreme law, Param Brahma, Param Dharma, Pavitram, Param Bhavan, it is not that because he was Krishna's friend, therefore, out of his sentiments, he accepted Krishna as the supreme personality of all. He accepted on the authority of the Veda. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So, according to Vedic system, all the sages, all the great saintly persons, all the great kings, everyone accept Krishna the supreme personality. There are many instances. Now here, it is inquired by the sage, saintly person from Sukha Goswami. Bruhi Yogeshwari Krishne Brahmanne Sarvabhauma Shang Kastam Uduna Upete Dharma Pang Sarvangataha. So after the departure of Krishna, so long Krishna was here, the religious principles were being properly executed. Now, after his departure, who has taken charge of this religious department? This is the question. Who has taken charge of this religious department? This is the question by the great sages, saintly persons, Naimisar. You have heard the name of Naimisar. Then, this is the last sloka of the first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then in the next chapter, second chapter, Vyasa is saying, iti santasna samhishta vitranang rovahasam pratipujya vatastesang pravaktum upachakrane. Then, Sukha Goswami was very much angered that they have questioned about Krishna. The question was, who has taken charge of the religious system after departure of Krishna from this land? This is the question. So because the question was about Krishna, therefore Sukha Goswami was explaining Bhagavad Dharma in that great assembly. He became very much angered. He has put questions about Krishna very much. Because if we simply question about Krishna and hear the answers about Krishna, our life becomes enlightened. This is the problem. To become spiritually advanced means just try to question about Krishna and try to understand the answers about it. Then your life will change. It is so nice. So we can make so many questions, intelligent questions must be of course, about questions. And the answers are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. So every at all, our this propaganda for Krishna consciousness is this. That not that in this meeting we shall discuss about Krishna, but at every home, every family, they can sit down together at the end of their walk and simply question about Krishna and try to understand the answers. The books are already there, answers are already there. The Vidya of Krishna consciousness. It is simple. Because people are contaminated by the three qualities. This material world is running on under the influence of three qualities of the most material nature. Satogon, Rajogon, Tamogon. There are three qualities. One kind of living agent, because there are three qualities, and again multiply three by three, it becomes nine qualities. Then again multiply nine into nine, then it becomes 81%. Just like an expert artist, you give him 3 colors, blue, red and yellow. He mix the colors and he manifests thousands of colors. Thousands of colors. So actually the basic principle of this material world is the 3 qualities. Sattvam, Rajasam, Tamasam. Now they are mixed up. Here you cannot find out purely Sattvam. Sattvam is the topmost quality in this material world. But here material world also you cannot find pure Sattvam. When you come to the pure state of Sattvam, that is transcendental state, spiritual life. Pure Sattvam means there is no more attack by the other 2 gunas. That is pure. Shuddha Sattva. That is called Shuddha Sattva. Pure goodness. In that state one can understand what is Krishna. First of all, one has to come to the goodness quality platform. Then he has to transcend that quality also. And that position means no more attack by the other 2 lower product qualities, namely passion and ignorance. So, saptam visuddham vasudeva sampu. That stage is called Vasudeva. Vasudeva means where Vasudeva Krishna appears. Just like Krishna's father's name was Vasudeva. So, he was very iti saṁprasna saṁhiṣṭya vipranāṁ romahaṁsaṁ. Śrīta-gosvāmī is called Romaharsha. His father's name was Romaharsha. Therefore he is called Romaharsha. Pratipūjya. When they inquire, they can we say, thank you very much. So Pratipūjya, he also offered his respect and all your very nice question. Krishna. Krishna Postani also, it is very nice. Prati Pujya, Bhattatesha, Parvaktam Bhupatakrame, began to speak, began to answer the question of the sages, and to whom the charge of religious principle has been given after the departure of Krishna from this planet. He is speaking again. Narayanam namaskritta. These are all formalities. Before speaking anything, one should remember the mercy of Narayanam. Narayanam namaskritta naram deyo narottamam devim saraswati vyasa. Vyasadev is a guru of Vedic knowledge. Therefore, Vyasadev or his representative, Vyas. Therefore, according to our system, when we observe the birthday anniversary of spiritual master, it is called Vyas Puja. Actually, the worship is going to Vyas. And his representative is accepting the Puja. The honor offered to the spiritual master he is transferred to Vyasa, because Vyasa is the original guru. Therefore it is stated, Devim Saraswati Vyasa. Saraswati Devi, knowledge, the goddess of education. Devim Saraswati Vyasa. Tato Dayamadhi. After offering respect to Narayana, then Vyasa Saraswati Devi. So, his answer is, because munayo sadhu pushu aham, my dear sages, grace and vipassana, I am very much honored that you have inquired so nice question, sadhu. Sadhu means well-being, that is the expression, well-being, that is called sadhu. So, This question about Krishna is sad. Yes, because Krishna is discussed among the sadhus, not among the rogues. And who is a sadhu? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Sadhu Deva Samanta. Who is sadhu? Bhajate Imam Ananda Bhava. Anyone who is purely devotee of Krishna, he is sadhu. Not any other. Sadhu Deva Samanta. Who is Mahatma? That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahatma Anushtaman Prattva Jaini Prakriti Mahatita. Bhajanti Ananda Bhajate. Is Mahatma. Who is unthinking, without any disease, engaged in the service of the Lord, he is called Mahatma. Mahatma Anushtaman Prattva Jaini Prakriti Mahatita. They are not under the influence of this material body. Jaini Prakriti Mahatita. They are under the influence of the spiritual energy. Therefore they are called Daivi Prakriti. So what is the symptom that one is under the spiritual energy? Bhajati Mahananda Bhava. All is engaged in the service of the Lord. There is a symptom. Therefore, anything about Krishna, that is sadhu. One who is questioning, he is also sadhu. One who is answering, he is also sadhu. And what to speak of, one who is always engaged in the service of the Lord. He must be sadhu. Sadhava sadhu bhujana. Tidikshava parunita. Sridam sarva bhutana. Sadhava sadhu bhujana. Sadhu means his tolerance. His tolerance, tidikshava. At the same time, karunika, very merciful. Now these persons, because they are sadhu, they are so much tolerant. Anyone who is speaking about God, they are sadhu. So they have to meet so many dangerous conditions. Just like Lord Jesus Christ, he was killed, but he faced Haridas Thakur. You are so much tortured. You are the Mohammedan. And you are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. The Mohammedan magistrate called him. Why you are chanting this Hindu Hare Krishna mantra? The Haridas Thakur replied, sir, what is the wrong there? That as so many Hindus, they have also become Mohammedan. So suppose I have become a Hindu. So what is the wrong there? You are talking before me. You should be there. King. Your order to be king in 23 bhajas. Because you are chanting Hare Krishna. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, he was a devotee and his father chastised him in so many ways. So as soon as he became a sadhu, then such danger. To be tortured by your sadhu. Just like in all these movements, there are so many castigations. Somebody is preaching that this movement is a hippie movement. A hippie movement is discussing Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Just see the police propaganda. In India, they manufactured a field to make propaganda against this movement. We have to meet such enemies. What can be done? This is the nature of this world. As soon as you are becoming sadhu, a devotee of the Lord, you will create so many enemies. So many enemies. Naturally. But you don't care. Just like Prahlad Maharaj didn't care. Even his father was so much powerful. Haridas Thakur did not care. So, therefore, those who are preaching Krishna consciousness, despite all kinds of impediments, they are written sadhu. Nacatasmāh-manuṣṭeṣu-sacchidne-śrīya-dhittamā. Krishna says, nobody is dearer than him who is preaching. Because he has to face so many impediments, so many obstructions, and he has to face and he has to still push on. Therefore, it is said, sadhu, munayam sadhu, your question is very nice, sadhu. Munayam sadhu, bhavadhi, lokamam munayam. You have put this question, but it is lokamam munayam. When you discuss this question and answer, it becomes very much auspicious to the whole human society. Lokamangala. Bhavadhi lokamangala. Why lokamangala? Jatrita Krishna Sanskrutna. Because the questions are about Krishna. Therefore it is lokamangala. Auspicious. Anyone who is here about Krishna, how is that simply by hearing? Yes. Hearing is also so auspicious. Srimadam Savatat Krishna. Punra Savana Kirtan. If you hear Srimadam Savatat Krishna, when Krishna sees that you are hearing about him, immediately become fired. Srimadam Savatat Krishna. Punra Savana Kirtan. To hear about Krishna, to speak about Krishna, to glorify about Krishna, they are all pious activities. Punna Savana Kirtan. So if we begin simply hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, then we become pious. Sindhadhana Savada Krishna Punna Savana Kirtan. Riddhanta Stava Dhrani. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. He's simply looking the opportunity where the individual soul are trying to approach. That is the yoga system. Yoga system means the jivatma, the soul, the individual soul, tries to understand the super soul, paramatma. That is yoga system. It's a mistaken idea that the paramatma and the atma, jivatma and the soul, they are same in quality. But Paramatma is worshipable and Jivatma is the worshipper. Paramatma is the predominator and Jivatma is the predominator. To understand this philosophy, that is true. Dhyana avastita tadgate namanasa pashyanti jan yogi. Yogi va pashyanti. That means the seer. The seer is different from the person who is seen. So yogina pashyanti. The yoga system means when the jivatma concentrates his mind, dhyanavastita, by meditation, dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa, by the mind, pashyanti jan yogina. This is the position of the Supreme Lord. He can be seen by the yoga practice. The yoga practice means, the first class yoga practice is bhakti yoga practice. By bhakti yoga practice, that is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, yoginamati sarvesham. There are many yogis. Out of many thousands of such yogis, yoginamati sarvesham. Madhvata antarātmanā sadhyālān bhagati yomāt. Tanayudhikṣatamo. He is first class yogi. He is always seeing Krishna. It is the heart. And who can see? Kremaṁ janakita bhakti yogyane santas sadaiva ridayati yogyane. Kremaṁ, if you develop love for Krishna, then you will see Krishna in your heart. Always. 24 hours. Premānyana charita bhakti vilocanena. When your eyes are smeared with the ointment of love of God, with these eyes, you will be able to see God. To see God, this morning I was explaining, to see God, it is not very, impossible. It is possible by everyone, even by a child, what to see God, grown up. Simply you have to fall in step. That's like Krishna said, how to see, how to practice to see. Yasoham apsukamadeva. Prabhava means for the future. Sattakke bhogasam punava sarvavedi. Sattakke bhogasam vishu. Krishna says that if you find immediately to see me, then you try to see me in the water or any liquid thing, rasa. In any liquid, whatever you think, that liquid, there is some rasa, nice taste, that we want. Even the drunkard, they have developed a kind of rasa, a kind of taste in the wine. So Krishna says, all right, when you taste wine, you see, there is Krishna, I am. So who cannot see Krishna? Everyone can see. In the greatest drunkard can see Krishna. What is he going to do? Krishna says, Vasuham Vasukanti. If you are tasting something, it is just like the drunkard, the taste, wine. All right. That taste is Krishna. To practice this, not to speak of the ordinary man, that drinking water, and those who are drinking wine. If he thinks, now I am drinking wine, I am tasting, this very nice taste, this is Krishna. Then one day he will come out a great devotee. So where is the difficulty to see Krishna? There is no difficulty. Rasa oham asti kanti. The Krishna is so nice that in every stage of life, if you practice Krishna consciousness, your life is sublime. Your life.
This is the reincarnation. Is there any difficulty to understand? Look back on your side. You are watching the different way that has become now green. Now watching as a young man. And when you become old, it was never there. So as well, we are seeing without defined body, yet our activities are being changed. This is the punarjanma or reincarnation. Is that clear? Report, thank you. Report, are you clear? Yes. Thank you.
We are still very ignorant of the past.
do that thing, bring the lesson to the Padre, go on to the one that I, the Padre, the Han, 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 and make progress on the basic principle of knowledge. Very hard for us. There is so, as well as you have said. If you do not understand what is so, which are in the bodily concept of knowledge, then your knowledge is imperfect. That is stated in the Buddha. Just now, as you do, you do not even see that. If you think that this body is like earth, then prepare like earth from the individual, from the bones, from the muscles, from the blood, you to combine together and produce a soul. You will show, then you are conscious of it. Then you produce it to the body, living form, because the ingredients of the body, and produce a soul. Then you are conscious of it. But merely, what is your conscious mean? Produce, that's well, can't make observation and experiment. If you think that this body is living for, then make a stillness and come to the perfection, then you call it yourself. Then you are a stillness. Bring the light from the bones and blood and muscles and healing and skin. Then you are called to yourself. I can give you another ingredient. Bring it, a soul, a living soul. All I just studied is, first of all, you have said there is a soul. You can think about that thing. When you talk, that is the right. But I think you will never be complete. Because you do not follow the real thought. If there is no soul, what is your explanation of this moment of the body? What is your explanation? That's all right. If you ask me, the soul is there, then it's sufficient. Yes, the transparent is animal soul also goes the other part. Oh, why not? All right, just call me when you make a thing. I'll help you. Then why you think I'll be saying? You are chasing another tongue. Other expression is very good, and your tongue is very good. You can't attack yourself with your tongue. Very nice thing. Others are very good. Oh, very hard. And even you think, oh, it is hard. But this is any other question? Jana Santa Guru Neva Pariyati Sutiyam Dhammanistam Tatmad Gurum Prabhupada Sutiya Sutiyam Sadhu Parita Nishnatam Brahmani Sivasmatam Sadhu Sampatam Aparipasuna Sivaya. There are so many things in Yantar. But each one is serious to understand all the transcendental subject matter. He must have told a Brahma Guru when he said.
Thank you. I don't know what it is, but it's a lot of confidence.